Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm a plane in my head. I was going to do it.
You usually do that, and then we just fuck with you for
yeah,
30 seconds.
No, don't you...
Sorry, pube.
Get the pubes out of your
mouth. Yeah, that's right. And cougars don't shave like they used to.
Well, that's what happens when you hit 60.
Well, I am 40 now, so I guess a cougar is 60 to me.
Sorry, Mom.
Christ. All right. Okay, I'm ready now, I think.
You sure?
I don't know. Not at all. All right.
Get up on it, dude.
I'm here.
There you go.
Oh, gee.
Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry, that was loud. All right. Your ears are not deceiving you. This is episode 99 of the Nerdcast podcast, not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and we are coming to you live / pre-recorded from a new location. This is known as the Watchtower. So we're going to go around the table here and introduce everyone. We got Jay.
Hey.
Joe Dust.
I'm bored.
We have Matt, not the other Matt, a different Matt.
Matt 2.0.
Matt 2.0.
Hello.
And sound guy Steve.
Hi.
Music.
Song was really great.
It was. I felt it in my loins.
Me and Joe had sex to it last night.
That was two nights ago.
Fuck me.
All right.
What was last night's song then?
It was Billie Eilish. Just pick whatever one.
I was like, like, I have no idea who that is.
Memorable for you too, huh?
Yeah.
Rebel Yell.
Well, that's Billy Idol, but yeah.
No, who'd you, I thought you. Is that not who you just said?
No, that's all right. Keep going.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It was Billy to Billy cover.
Yeah.
Are you sure you adjust your levels? Because fuck. Well,
that's just because I was really on it. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You just need to watch that up there.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm knocking off the rust. It's been a minute.
I'll turn myself down.
Okay. All right.
Well, like everyone else.
Yes, I know.
Well, for those of you who remember how we used to do this, at this point of our show, we like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And to that, I turn to our official beer snob, Jay, to let us know who we're drinking today.
We're drinking Nerdcast Homebrew.
What?
We have our own beer?
Yay!
So yeah, there's two of them. There's Big Brain on Brett, a Belgian Saison with Brett yeast. Quote from Pulp Fiction. Anyone?
I just remember where they tried to molest a guy in the basement.
Wake up the gimp.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the other one is Mad Dog Mosaic IPA.
So. And these are Jay's creations. Right.
I did not know you were drinking that. I should have grabbed one. I'm drinking Starbucks.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
There's plenty more.
It's because I have the app.
All right, so episode 99. It's been about 2 years since we were last together. So I guess we got a few things to catch up on. But Jason, the other Matt's not here, and we have, I don't want to call him a poor man's Matt. No offense.
I'm just a poor Matt. Yeah, it's fine.
We're going to let you.
You'll fill his shoes nicely.
Yeah. Not wearing a yarmulke, are you? No. All right.
Not on my head.
Okay.
I already like him better than the other man. Mostly because he's not a Jew.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice. All right, Jay, so I'm going to let you keep us on topic then. What are we going to discuss first?
All right. So,
already
just real quick.
A religion.
Yeah. Off to a good start.
Yeah.
So, anything big happened in the last 2 years?
No.
Well, I finally got out of that shithole known as Citibank NA, or Citigroup, after 17 years. Finally got the fuck out. And I'm at another place I won't name, because I'm still trying to get the fuck out of that place. Started there in just January of this year, and I'm like, huh, that was a smart decision. It kind of sucks. Balls. Don't like it at all.
Great. Yeah.
Congrats. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
sounds
I can't
like
complain.
Things are really going up.
Yeah. Work-wise, yeah, it's the same, literally the same shit, but... Can't complain otherwise. Everything else is pretty good.
Joe, you jumped ship too.
Yeah, I jumped ship. I'm at a new place downtown. Not bad so far. Work from home on Fridays. I shaved almost all of my body hair a couple weeks ago, and that felt good.
Why'd you do that?
Because I like the itching feeling when it grows back.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you a swimmer now? I didn't know what the...
Yeah, I use board shorts, though. You don't want to see a baby dick jumping into the pool.
Yeah.
So,
good idea.
No, nothing else really happened. I mean, I've been working and watching Game of Thrones. That's about it.
And drinking Starbucks.
Yeah, and drinking Starbucks.
Because you have the app.
Because I downloaded the app, and I know when it's happy hour now at Starbucks.
Nice.
So instead of a $10 coffee,
we're
it's like 5?
We're probably sued because we're talking about Starbucks.
Yeah. Most likely.
Didn't they
it's not like you're saying Starbucks every other sentence, though.
That's true.
Starbucks.
Starbucks, yeah.
But didn't they, did we talk about them suing Exit 6? Or
yeah,
giving them?
I talked to the owner of Exit 6 about it.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
No, I didn't hear I didn't hear this story.
You probably know it better. I can't remember.
Yeah, he made a coffee beer, and someone said it tasted like one of their Frappuccinos, so they put that into the name and got sued by Starbucks.
A little brewery and Starbucks, and they have the letter frame.
Yeah, he wrote a big letter and said, here's the $6 I made off it.
Yeah. Eat my ass.
Nice. Jesus.
So yeah, they made the same beer and then called it the F word.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
So I kind of feel like I'm sleeping with the enemy if I drink Starbucks, but I have the app, so.
Yeah.
That makes it okay.
Yeah, it makes it okay. I tap it on my phone.
25% off a $10 coffee.
I toggle between two windows, YouPorn and Starbucks.
That's all you need. Up.
Yeah. If you hear an Asian woman screaming accidentally, that means I went to the wrong window.
All right.
Is it the tightrope pipe scene?
This isn't the taxi cab.
Steve, without boring the internet, what have you done the last 2 years?
Got engaged. That's about it. We moved into this house, but we already talked about that, but nobody knows that because the episode
It was still being built last time you talked about.
Yeah.
The meth lab downstairs looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad style.
Yes.
We're getting it out of Jeffco. They got to expand.
Yeah.
Why not?
So is the tweaker down there a squatter, or did you invite him in?
Don't ask.
Some top secret shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe we should let Matt actually, talk or introduce himself or something like that.
Oh, shit. I just walked in. I'm the tweaker downstairs.
See?
Oh.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, man. Steve's just yelling in his mic.
No, I'm not. I'll stand back.
Thank you.
See? Better.
Yeah. That's going to sound loud as fuck on the playback.
Oh, it's fine.
All right.
The music's always louder than this anyway, so.
That's true. All right.
That's no big deal.
Matt,
what made
you want to get on the podcast?
Steve asked me to.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, it's the usual.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with new blood, new guests, keeping it fresh on the up and up or whatever.
And replacing the other Matt, so.
But, yeah.
We come from a factory.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I'm just the new model.
Hmm.
Factory seconds, actually.
Yeah.
He's the non-Jew divorcee model.
Exactly. L'chaim. I mean, shit.
What if we find out one day Matt's not even Jewish? Like, he was just joking the whole time.
A lot of anti-Semitic jokes for nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is true.
Put us on a list, probably.
Yeah, probably. He's probably going to kill us all one day.
Yeah. You remember the Jew clip I played for him? It was the one that had Cartman doing all the Jew stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome. That's after we did the intro on the Big Matt, and you played that.
The whole thing, it was like almost 30 seconds.
Yeah. But it's worth it, though.
Kind of sounds like he's dead, the way we're talking about him. Remember that?
I think is he supposed to come back? Or
He was just gone this one because of kids something. I can't remember.
Okay. First Communion.
That's there.
Yeah. The Jewish guy is missing for First Communion.
Oh. Yeah. That's funny.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's only half Jewish, so I guess that makes...
Shit, when he stepped in, that place
so
probably...
So he just takes a bite.
Right.
Place probably went up like Notre Dame. When I'm sorry, Notre Dame.
The Citadel.
We're going to burn everything to the ground.
No, we clearly haven't missed a beat.
Current events, all right.
Okay.
Yay! That's the only thing that happened the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And everything on the old episodes came true. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. There was a movie that came out last weekend.
What came out last weekend, I wonder?
Boondock Saints 4.
Boondock year.
That's bad. Cause
Game of Bones, winners coming everywhere.
That's one of the YouTube clips I pulled up.
Oh.
Are you born? Shit.
Oh, same. That's well, all right.
Don't get them confused.
That's true. A sequel called Avengers Endgame happened to come out last weekend. It made a little bit of money.
Just like, a little bit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like $1.2 billion its first weekend worldwide. That is, it decimated records.
Does that mean it's good, though? You and Steve love to talk about how much movies make.
Because
if you're going to equate that means One Direction's the best band in the world.
And?
Sorry, Matt. Shit, I don't know all of his likes and interests yet.
Well, just because it makes a lot of money doesn't mean it's good.
I think it's good, though. No, I'm sure it is.
Because Avatar really isn't that great of a movie.
No, and I think, but it made a shit ton.
Yeah.
I think it's good advertising, a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they said we were going to see one of Brie Larson's nipples, and it didn't happen, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Well, at least the guy at work told me that. Fucking liar.
Yeah, no shit.
We did. He just played the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Salt and pepper nipple.
That was interesting. I don't know a whole lot about the Hulk per se, but I'm assuming whoever the hell he was in Endgame is from the comics, I'm guessing.
Professor Hulk?
Yeah.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah, Professor Hulk.
17 different variations of him, but yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of smart Hulk where it's Bruce Banner's personality and the Hulk body.
Okay. Well, it was funny. I mean, the spin they put on it or whatever, I guess, I don't know. Acting like a celebrity and shit, taking selfies with kids inside the diner or wherever they were.
Kind of embracing it. Yeah.
Right.
I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
But I know how it is.
Right.
And then poking fun at the old Hulk when they went back to Manhattan during the invasion. Oh, he's like, ah.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit the car.
I will say, Tony, we saw the Hulk, that old school one.
Oh, Ang Lee directed? Yeah.
With the fucking poodles?
Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, God damn it.
That one was bad.
Looking back at that, it's like, did Fox make that one? Because it seems like that would have been a Fox studio production.
No, that was Universal.
Jesus.
And I just remember some lady had like four kids in front of us, too. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it was like a clown car just back and forth. And then the whole movie, I'm like, he's just jumping. That's what the whole movie was. There's like no dialogue. It's just him getting mad, just jumping.
It's just jumping and animal abuse. That's all it was.
And the comic book panels going across the screen.
Yeah, that too. Shit.
Oh, God. Ew.
I like that from my memory.
Yeah. It's clearly gotten better since then.
So where'd you guys rate it compared to everything else that's come out?
Is that a 5-star category we're going?
I guess so. I mean, it's solid. I think, I don't know, if I'm comparing it to Infinity War, I think Infinity War may be the better of the two. But it's definitely a solid sequel or follow-up or conclusion to the Infinity War. So I liked it.
I think it wrapped up a lot of story and strings that were kind of dangling out there.
It was one of those movies where I walked out thinking it was incredible, but then I started thinking about it, and like the next day I'm like, it was a good movie, but not the best one they've made.
Yeah, no.
There were some definite flaws in there.
Right, and
they had a lot to work with, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for what, combining all those franchises and this big, epic, you know, battle scene at the end, that's a lot to pull off.
It got good on the tomato meter.
Ooh.
Rotten Tomatoes gave it 95% in the audience, which I always go off of, gave it 90%. So it means the audience likes it. Yeah. I think IMDb right now it's at 8.9, and then Metacritic gave it like 78% or something. So
it's definitely theater worthy for sure.
At this point, I can't think of any Marvel movie that's going to get below like a 75 on anything. So
yeah, I even think they could put The Dark World back on and people would enjoy it more after seeing what happened in Endgame.
It would make more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I didn't like was kind of ending the story for Captain America and Iron Man, because there's so much more you can tell with those characters. I get that the actors are leaving, but, I mean, James Bond left and they continued those franchises with no problem. And they've already shown that they can switch characters midstream with Rhodes and the Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that's true, definitely.
I'd be willing to bet they're going to continue on with an Iron Man and a Captain America, just not those characters.
Yeah, but I mean,
it definitely laid the road for those
in
the future.
So. They did, especially with Captain America, but I don't know. I just don't see how much they can get out of these other characters without coming back to Tony Stark and Steve Rogers.
Who the fuck is Tony Stark? I kid. I really haven't seen any of the Avengers.
He's Batman.
I'll do it, though.
You haven't seen any of them?
No.
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck.
I mean, I told you, though, that those aren't really my thing, those movies.
Well, right. Yeah.
Like, I make exceptions with, like, Deadpool and stuff. I think, like, those are really funny. And
you might join up, too. You never know.
Yeah. I'll have to watch them. They all have solid ratings.
Yeah, the only one I
if nothing else, but all three of the Captain America movies, fantastic.
That's what I always
even
really
a standalone. Mm-hmm. And every each
that's
one
not true.
Is
I've
a
seen
different
the first
genre.
Captain America.
Like the first one's a war movie, second one's a spy movie, third one's like full on James Bondy shit. It's fantastic.
And I've seen the I'm already forgetting their name. The one with the raccoon and all that.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've seen those. Those aren't bad.
But the Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, there's a lot of, like, the Iron Mans. Like, I've seen the first one.
Well, the other two were not. I mean, Iron Man. We've ranked movies before, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Iron Man 2 was just Iron Man 1.2 or 2.0, basically. It wasn't even.
That's why it was Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like the same fucking thing, pretty much. It was like, yeah. Like they didn't. I don't know, they kept it. Same shit.
It was like the Iron Man that came after the first one.
Yes.
I meant to be like no originality. It's just like, all right, we have another guy. We're putting in a big old suit and how they fucked up the Mandarin character in the third one. Mm. Yeah. It's just.
So. Weird little twist, but.
Yeah.
I wanted more from it.
Right. Yeah. It's.
And honestly, the third, directed by Shane Black. Shane Black also did the Lethal Weapon movies. It was a fucking Lethal Weapon movie. Hmm. Even down to like, oh, we're on the docks and. Oh.
Yeah.
Tony and what's his butt only have guns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't he just do
he
the,
does best.
He did the recent Predator too, right? The last Predator. That
movie. I think he did.
Fucking terrible.
I haven't seen that. And
oh
I,
god!
It really didn't even look interesting to me.
It didn't make hardly any money, I don't think. So.
No, it was.
My brother's a huge Predator fan, and I don't think I don't even think he's seen
like
it.
To catch a.
Mm-hmm. Well,
to catch
a
Predator,
he starred in a couple of those.
Okay.
Our guest appearance.
Just,
but yeah, that new Predator.
Oh, it was so bad.
I mean, I'll probably watch it when it comes out on HBO or something. But.
Oh god, yeah, don't.
Yeah, I don't even think I'd give it that.
Really?
it was fucking terrible. I made the mistake of renting it, so I paid money to watch this. Oh, dude, it was so bad, top to bottom.
And the worst is when you get one of those movies and then you forget to take it back for like 2 days, and you're like, I just paid $6 for this movie now.
It's so bad. So yeah, if you like wasting your time, you can watch a new Predator done by Shane Black. It was. Top to bottom, shit. Mm. Just shit.
it's just shit.
Yeah, it's still. I want to be. I don't know how Hollywood exactly like works and shit. As far as like, okay, it's all done. I'm assuming your producers and whoever's writing the fucking checks probably want to watch, you know, what the finished product is while they're like, okay, like this we're gonna put out in the theaters
most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. You would think, all right, cool. And so people sat down and were like, either like, okay, well, we need to recoup some of our money back, or like, wow, good job, Shane.
Yeah.
But didn't that put out by Fox, though? I think Fox put that out, didn't it?
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, might be New Line. New Line's still around.
Maybe. Nah. I thought Fox did that one. I don't
know.
I
think
they love rebooting stuff just because it has the name Predator and they assume they're going to recoup some money just off of that.
Yeah, but that was just... It was so... Fuck.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
I'm going to try... Which beer is this, Jay?
That's the IPA.
Okay.
I think that's
right.
I'm
trying to get the Starbucks out of my... taste out of my mouth first.
Sorry.
It's going to taste a little odd. It'd be like going from A to M.
Steve, put that away.
This is like a Starbucks beer.
Starbucks. Don't put Happy Holidays on your cup.
Don't
say Merry Christmas.
You put that
Nazi
star on
fucks.
There. You put that star on there, I'm gonna be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I love the holiday wars, man.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
So did you see Captain Marvel?
I did, yeah.
So did you feel like she was underutilized in Endgame?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought it was kind of legitimate how they underused her, though.
Yeah.
I
mean, she's the hand of God.
Yeah.
She's too powerful. I mean, she takes a headbutt and just shrugs it off from the big bad.
Yeah.
So you got to hold her off.
Yeah, and I think they didn't realize what the movie was going to... Her movie was going to be like since they filmed a lot of Endgame before they even filmed her movie.
Yeah, I mean the two Infinity War and Endgame were filmed back to back.
Yeah.
So she was done with her part pretty much in Endgame before Captain Marvel was even being filmed.
Yeah. So I think they, I don't know how they could have, because Wonder Woman did so well, but just the appeal of the female superhero in the MCU probably have a bigger role.
Yeah, yeah. Granted, she is super powerful. So, I mean, how they went about using her in the movie, I mean, it worked. It wasn't like she was just like kind of like shoehorned in or whatever. And she, yeah. I mean,
well, and it makes sense, too, that she's off protecting other areas where no one's at.
Right.
Thousands of other planets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think, that would have never happened had she not gotten out of that room. Oh, I crossed over movies there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's about it, right. Yeah, I haven't seen that movie. I heard about the premise, and so I heard how fucked up that was. I'm like, I'm gonna skip it.
It's actually really good. Is Captain Marvel? Did you think that was good or solid?
It was a decent movie. I mean,
I thought it was totally enjoyable.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I mean, I don't want to compare. I mean, Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel are like, you know, it's okay. Yeah, it's starring women. I mean, it's not like an apples to apples comparison, but I mean, if I had to compare the two, I preferred Wonder Woman, but
I have seen Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I liked Wonder Woman.
So, but no, it was fine. I mean, people,
it's long overdue.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to have,
yeah.
Like the Black Widow movie should have been 8 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that coming out in 2020?
Probably 2020. And it's right. A prequel.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Did y'all see Red Sparrow? Cause that's basically what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I did
see
that.
They
yeah.
beat them to the punch.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman was great, except the ending sucked. but it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna get girls out to go see movies, and it fucking worked. They made tons of money, and it was decent.
Yeah, it was a good movie too. Yeah, because that was one of those. I think I watched it when it came out, not in the theater, but I wasn't really expecting that much of it too. Because I mean, she's a good-looking woman, obviously, but also I'm like, I don't know, is that why she's in it? I'm like, no, she's pretty kick-ass in the movie.
She's
too.
Pretty kick-ass, and yeah. To that point, like, she's a pretty good-looking woman, but they also turned the Cheesecake Factor on its head by making Chris Pine the only one to have nudity in the thing.
He was nude in it.
He was doing the... When she saves him, he's in the bath.
Oh, that's right.
And all he has is his hands covering it.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Good on them. All right. It's about time.
I didn't forget about that. I have a poster of that in my room.
Of Chris Pine with his hands?
Yeah, he's just covering his junk with his hands.
Oh, over his bed.
Yeah, over my bed. I actually did forget about that. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's pretty genius, too, if you make a good movie like these days. Because, yes, we have the women hear me roar movement. But at the same time, if you have a good-looking woman and it's a good movie, you're going to get guys and girls to go out and see it.
Right, exactly.
And they tapped into that in Endgame by having all the female Avengers kind of team up to take the gauntlet from one side of the battle to the other.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Actually, I was just looking at fan art.
That's a comic reference, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They're all a team in the comics at one point.
Mm. Yeah.
The only one that's missing is She-Hulk, and I think that's probably on its way.
Yeah. Should be.
You guys know some shit about comics, man.
Too much. Too fucking much.
Yeah.
Once other Matt's here, I'm going to be like, I have no idea what's going on.
Joe's just going to chime in to say random shit.
I'll be like, yeah, I remember Spider-Man.
Speaking of which, did you see the lip sync battle with Tom Holland?
No.
He started doing Singing in the Rain and then went to Rihanna's umbrella, dressed as her.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty disturbing, but funny.
I saw clips of Bustier and stuff on
I saw Brie Larson covering, like, oh my God, Ariana Grande. She can actually sing. Brie Larson, she's a good singer. I think Scarlett Johansson does, too.
Yeah, like, Scarlett they're Johansson both good has singers. Albums out.
Yeah. And speaking of Spider-Man, I still haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse. And
holy
I've heard that's
so
an awesome
good.
Movie.
It's pretty good. It was really good. Yeah.
Like, that was one of those, I think, kind of unexpected, like, really, like, blockbusters, too. Because people were like, cool, you know, people might like it. People were like, no, this is, like, a legit awesome film.
The thing that sold me on it, it was fantastic. And then there's one scene where he's walking down the street.
that's
is there a fucking dog in here?
That's our guard dog.
Oh.
Sorry, that's my gas. There's one scene where Miles is walking down the street and fucking Notorious B.I.G. kicks in. And I was like, Notorious B.I.G.'s on a Marvel soundtrack?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting fucking money into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, that soundtrack was one of the best soundtracks in years.
Oh, I love that Sunflower song.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to that shit daily.
It's sold.
It's like awesome. Yeah.
On the bestsellers list.
Yeah. No, that was probably one of the best movies that came out last year.
It did win an Oscar, didn't it? For when it like one of the
I think it was best animated
for the animation.
I think it did. Yeah,
and which was great too, because it was not too, I don't know, not too Pixar. It was sketchy, and
it didn't get a whole lot of like advertisement. I didn't feel like before it, like they'd have commercials, but I think it just felt like if you're already into this shit, you're gonna like this, you know. And
yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
And that was Sony too. It didn't have the Disney backing that they would have thrown everything at it.
Jay's IPA.
That's pretty good.
IPA. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Whoa, I have an erection.
It's fine. Let go.
Oh, my bad, dog. Yeah, I knew I wasn't wearing shorts.
Yeah, secret. The secret ingredients, Viagra. In that,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's why it's blue.
I thought this table was taller.
Yeah. It's not that much taller.
Well, what I like to... It's like...
I know what boys want. I know what guys want.
What the fuck was that?
That's Family Guy.
I didn't even hear. I just heard an old man like.
That's Steve's solo album.
Okay. Jesus. Well, what I liked about it is that, all right, anytime you think animated, you're automatically thinking like, all right, it's geared towards the kids and shit. And it really, I think it was able to do like a happy medium. Wasn't it PG?
Yeah.
I think it was PG-13, wasn't it?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. So that was fine.
Like, I mean, there's some hardcore action.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it was like your Michael Bay type shit. Like the first Transformers. You got right. I mean, it didn't really appeal to, like, you know, the kid, the younger generation, like 2 through 6 or whatever they're at now. The ones that Michael Bay did. He.
Wait, Michael Bay did 6 to 12-year-old kids?
He transformed.
Oh, wait a minute. That was,
oh, I'm reading,
oh,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I was reading this R. Kelly article. My bad. No, the other 12 Transformers he did is like he could not fucking balance how to appeal to, you know, an adult audience and have something for the kids as well.
Yeah.
It just,
or even hit the nostalgia factor,
right? Yeah, well,
like they did in Bumblebee.
Or give the villains a goddamn color scheme.
Yeah. Like my,
we're gonna make half of the characters gunmetal gray.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Because I did watch Bumblebee a couple weeks ago, that was awesome.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
My 5-year-olds loved it.
And
I should not have taken them there. I'm a horrible parent.
My kids have seen them.
Other than Michael Bay,
nothing with John Cena.
Like Michael, yeah, Michael Bay was a producer. But okay, which is fine. Just the fact he was behind the camera, I'm like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, you
can fantastic. Just,
I think that and the first Transformers, those are your two best ones. Everything else is, you know.
Well, and the two villains, a red guy, a blue guy.
Yeah.
I can tell who they're fighting.
Yeah.
That's what
exactly.
I was going to say.
Outstanding.
That was everyone's like gripe in the after the first Transformers. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on screen, man. Like, these two could be penetrating each other, and I'd be like, I don't know. I think they're fighting. Or
they
one of them's preggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only ones I remember from the Michael Bay ones are like the two twins from Transformers 2 show up and they have gold teeth and they break dance and talk jive.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. He got some backlash on that.
Yeah.
As he should have.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, yo, motherfuckers want to fight.
And then
I think that's how what was it, part 2 or 3?
Part two.
That's right.
And then
I forgot about those guys.
Jazz fought while he was breakdancing and just gets instantly ripped in half.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
He was like a bad Mortal Kombat.
I know. I like Jazz, too. I'm like, you all can revive everybody else, but you can't bring Jazz back for the other Transformer movies.
Well, black guy always dies first. Everyone knows.
Oh, that's true.
That's how Hollywood goes.
It's got to be tragic, otherwise, it's not Jazz.
It does.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Look at that.
See what you did there. He's too smart to be on the show.
Congratulations on your first and last episode.
We got to start talking about dicks real fast.
But what I loved was the...
So Michael Bay's dick.
Right.
That might be more worrisome, though, if he starts answering those.
Yeah. And only a monkey can show you that kind of love and tenderness.
That was a weird drop.
Yeah.
It's too low.
It was on point. Yeah. Sound guy Steve can get the fucking sound right.
Fuck off.
Jesus Christ. Thank God we're not paying you.
Here.
A point.
Hey, everybody, just calm the fuck down or you're going to get me shot.
There.
Okay. That was more appropriate.
Yeah.
One of those 6 listeners is going to come for you.
Yeah, I had a...
I haven't seen that one yet.
Fuck, I had a point. I forgot where I was... generation, like the Generation 1 look they gave him in Bumblebee. I thought it was awesome. You're on Cybertron, no fucking humans around. I'm like, cool. We don't need the humans. I don't give a shit.
No Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, but the Generation 1 look with Soundwave and Shockwave.
Shockwave
and
Starscream was there. Yeah.
I don't think they show Meg. Well, no, I guess if you're following, because this is supposed to be a prequel to the Transformer movies. Right. I think Megatron left a while ago going to look for the cube, I think, at this point. Because Cybertron hadn't full on fallen yet.
But it almost seemed like they weren't even acknowledging any of that.
Which is for the best.
Yeah, I agree.
It just seems like, I don't know, like they kind of, like they touched on some things, but they were really trying to make it its own thing. Because this is what took place 20 years before the events of the Shia LaBeouf era.
Oh, thank God. So, but, well, and even the lead, Megan Fox, she was fantastic.
She was good. Yeah, I liked her. And
she wasn't annoying, which was great.
Which I believe she was the voice of Spider-Gwen, too.
Yeah, she was.
And then how, like, Bumblebee doesn't talk anymore. Because I was... Because in the first Transformers, he was fighting...
It's the girl from Pitch Perfect, isn't it?
It is.
Not that I... Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. So I've seen the Pitch Perfects, but I haven't seen all the Transformers.
Can you say gay on the internet? I'm like, that's not gay
at all. Yeah,
you can. Okay. You can. Yeah.
Right. There's no such thing as gay on the internet.
Okay.
It's not that there's entire corners of the internet devoted.
Yeah, don't look at my browsing history.
Okay, all right.
It's just the Me Too stuff you have to worry about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no shit. I mean, our shit's all over the internet. I'm sure we haven't been Me Too'd yet in some capacity.
Well, nobody listens to it.
That is...
It's five guys sitting in a room, too.
Yeah, really. I know. Five dudes sitting in the room. Some hardcore fans be like, let's see what this is all about.
Don't say five guys. You might get sued.
Oh, yeah, five guys.
Five guys.
Yeah, we've already got Starbucks today, so...
Yeah.
Well, fuck, what else we got?
So, today's May 4th. Star Wars Day.
Oh, I forgot what we're about to talk about. Now, you know how I felt about the Episode 8.
The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Was that a yay or a nay?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh.
And I'm not saying I'm not saying to troll him either.
Okay.
I'm like...
He's the old school fan that doesn't like the direction they've taken the franchise.
Okay.
Rian Johnson, what the fuck, dude?
I don't think you can blame him. You have to blame Disney for this.
Or maybe. Yeah. Here's my thing. The only reason it's not as bad as the prequels is because Jar Jar Binks didn't make a fucking cameo in that movie.
Here's my thing.
Now, here's my thing. Well, yeah.
He was still alive, technically, because they established that in the books.
He was in the bathtub and had to cover up his little Jar Jar with his hands.
He was the gimp that came out of the trunk.
My complaint was, all right, so we got Mark Hamill back. We have Luke Skywalker back.
Yeah.
All right. Now, granted, the dude's getting up in years, okay? I'm not expecting him to do that fucking, like, Brazil-style fighting that, like, Yoda did in Episode 2. You know, I expect some lightsaber battle.
Well, because Yoda was really in shape.
Well, that's true. And also CGI. Yeah. But, so, I don't know.
He was younger.
He's not doing a whole bunch of action sequences, all this other shit. You could not have underutilized him anymore. Snoke is supposed to be, like, all right, the new, Darth Sidious or what the fuck ever. The new Sith guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so... You don't have Snoke and Skywalker face off in any fucking capacity whatsoever. Snoke gets taken out like a bitch. I'm like, okay, wow, very anticlimactic. And then...
And the fighting in that scene was really bad.
It was... The lightsaber...
You ever watched somebody break down the... You can see guys blatantly swinging and missing and backing up. You could tell that you didn't choreograph it very well.
And at least with the prequels, like the lightsaber battles and shit, the action sequences and stuff were on point. Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you underutilized, like, the main guy. I have no... And if you want to write Luke Skywalker out at the end of it, okay, that makes sense. Or maybe you have Kylo Ren, like, okay, so Snoke and Skywalker face off. It never happened, but it'd be... All right, let's say they did.
As far as we know, Snoke couldn't even fucking stand.
But still, they don't have, a face-to-face, you know, meeting in some capacity. I don't know. That doesn't happen.
I thought the personal connection between Skywalker and Kylo Ren was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Like, the standoff on the fake snow Hoth planet.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, which was good.
Good fake out.
And it would have been cool. I had no problem with Kylo Ren offing Snoke either. I thought it would have been long. Like, I don't want it to be a repeat of Darth Vader taking out Sidious.
Lex Luger body press.
Yeah. But I could see him, Kylo Ren stopping, offing Snoke before maybe, say, Snoke got the better of Skywalker. Like, nobody kills you but me. Like, that type of shit. Because he clearly fucking hates. Yeah, what's that sound?
No, it just keeps rattling. Yeah.
It's gone now.
Okay.
We had a snake in here.
Or it's Steve's phone. I can't tell.
No. Huh. That might be. I don't know. It's on.
All right.
All right.
Okay. But I don't know, just from top to bottom. Like, I like The Force Awakens. I liked.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, Rey is still a hell of a character.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. If
and she's hot, too.
Yeah.
Hey, also, my speaking of, what was the shitty one, the last
The Last Jedi?
Yeah. So,
or are we talking Solo?
Dude, I love Solo.
I actually haven't watched that yet.
Solo got, like, shit reviews, and oh, my God, it's awesome. I'm like, y'all need to flip that shit.
Solo was awesome. It was the good movie we didn't want.
Yeah.
He's like my cousin-in-law or whatever. You know, my one of my cousins is married to him. Yeah, I hear that too, Steve. But anyway, he's a director and he lives in he moved to LA now. He's like, you know, an up and coming guy. He's trying to get
is he Shane
win.
Black?
No. If he gets popular, I'll let you guys know.
Right.
But I was drinking, so I don't remember everything he was saying about that movie. He goes, there's so much wrong with the film. And he was going through it, and he was talking about how most of the shots are of people's head shots and, you know, whatever shot you want to call it. He goes, there wasn't a lot of body shots, and it was just kind of lazy. And he goes, in what world in Star Wars do you have a phone? Because you come out with a phone joke right off the bat. He goes, you know, like, please hold. He goes, we've never heard anyone reference a phone or anything in Star Wars. He goes, some of that shit just, I know they threw it in for comedic factor. He goes, it just didn't make sense, though.
Yeah.
He goes, some of that I just rolled my eyes at. I'm like, never even thought about it that deep, but I guess you're right, you know, but.
So where Disney screwed up was the first two trilogies were all written by George Lucas, or at least his outline. These, you have J.J. doing the first one, and then Rian Johnson doing his own script for the second one. And throwing out half the stuff JJ did. Mm. And so now we're going to have JJ again, and he's going to go back to the stuff he started in the first movie and kind of throw out everything we saw in The Last Jedi.
I like The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I always judge it like even when The Last Jedi is on whatever, HBO or anything, I can't even watch the whole thing. Like, I just lose interest. I felt like that the first time I saw it in the theater, too. I was like, man, this movie is just not going
to I'm not a fanboy. I'm not some internet troll that's like, this guy doesn't get the characters. I'm just thinking that, okay, like...
Hit a button and speed away. That was the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
So I am. And,
I'm like the laziest fucking filmmaking ever. Like, I have a great idea. So they can... What is that fucking...
I don't know. It's...
It must have been your phone. All right.
It's not... No, it's not my phone. It's on some mute.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if it's because it's connected...
It's cool. It's been 2 years. We're shaking off the rust or whatever.
Well, it's my soundboard, so I can unplug it.
That's all
right. No, because there's nothing right now. It sounds clear.
I don't know if it's that goddamn fan gets it. This thing's, what is this, 7 years old now.
Whoa.
Shoot it.
I don't even remember 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Any of you guys hungry? Lori's asking, that's why. I don't care. Anybody on the internet can over in Poland wants to know we're eating at 8 o'clock.
What did Cartman say? Get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie. Yeah, tell her that.
Hashtag
it'll go over really well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That will go over well.
Is that a yes or a no?
Well,
no.
Whatever, I don't care.
I'm good.
Did everybody eat before they came?
I'm good.
No, but I can eat later. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's going to be more beer, and I'd prefer not to eat before it.
Oh, well.
I want to get drunk on an empty stomach.
I like paying Uber.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so Force Awakens.
Sorry.
Oh.
The difference between Force Awakens and Last Jedi, in my mind, is Force Awakens was still that epic Star Wars kind of feel. Like, it starts off with her in this massive, crazy fucking Star Killer Empire ship, and she's being basically Tomb Raider. You see how tiny she is compared to the world around her and this massive score and everything. You get nothing like that in Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just the environments most of the movie took place in were pretty boring, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except the casino planet. Which
Yeah.
They did nothing.
That was kind of just random. It was thrown in there. And
they added Benicio Del Toro, who...
And what the... what the fuck was he...
It was a choice.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're a PG-13 podcast.
And
I've been dropping F-bombs. I always forget the guy's name.
Jennifer Aniston's husband.
Justin Thoreau, is that his name?
Thoreau.
Yeah.
I remember them like, oh, yeah, he's cast in the movie. And I'm like, cool. You're 45 seconds in the fucking casino. We're fantastic, Justin. How much money did you make for that shit?
Too much.
And then Benicio Del Toro, I'm like, okay, we're catering to the stuttering audience now. I'm really smart, but I can't finish my fucking words. I didn't read the fucking script that Rian Johnson.
I thought it was an interesting choice considering the one time he tries to hack something, he shocks the hell out of himself. I was like, oh, So he sucks.
Yeah.
I get that now.
Why didn't they get... They just got the Collector. Just done a crossover. But I had the Collector just show up in episode 8. It would have been like, okay, could've, that's more believable. I would have liked that.
Could have given him the ether and solved everything.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I had... apparently, that Asian chick that...
Yeah.
Is it Finn, the character's name? Is it Finn? Okay, all right. So,
yeah.
I don't know why she's getting all kinds of hate.
Rose.
Yeah,
she was fantastic.
Yeah, she was good.
She risked her life to save the guy that she maybe possibly loves.
And you know she's going to bang him in the next one.
I think she's dead, isn't she?
No.
Oh, does she live?
Yeah, she lived.
Because she just got off social media.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, dead in real life.
Wait, did she really get off social media?
Yeah, she had so much hate that.
Yeah, so did Daisy Ridley. Did that too.
Both. Yeah. The actress, both of them got so much hate, they both dropped off social media.
Star Wars fanboys are
crazy.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Man. Yeah.
And so the other thing that people complained about was the characterization of the original characters. But they address that in books. So that was the other thing that bugged me was they're addressing everything in other media now. So you have to read the books or the comics to kind of understand what's going on.
Okay.
So Luke Skywalker, the legend of him came so big he couldn't cope with it, and that's why he left. And they explain that in a book, but if you go see the movie, you don't necessarily know that. He just disappeared.
Right.
And that was the same thing with The Force Awakens, the political climate. Well, people didn't like the political climate talk in the prequel trilogy and complained about it. So then they didn't put it in, they put it in the books, and then people complained that they didn't know what was going on in the galaxy. You can't make anybody happy.
Well, right, yeah.
But addressing all this stuff in the secondary media that your casual fans won't pay attention to is just going to kill them.
And I get why. Okay, so he was about ready to off his nephew, basically. You find out why he's on that, why Luke's on that planet, or he kind of exiled himself or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I get that. Okay, he's like, fuck, I'm a terrible human being. Or, I was this close to cutting my nephew's fucking head off. All right, I get it. Okay.
And he liked drinking the titty milk of those... Whatever they were.
The fish nuns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But to, I don't know.
Well, I meant the animals.
Oh.
Well, I mean, hey, that could be some, Star Wars.
I totally love Luke being the mentor for Rey, teaching her how to, this is how you actually use a lightsaber. Because in The Force Awakens, she just, turns it on and,
Well, he's the only one left.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking close my eyes and focus, and all of a sudden I'm a lightsaber expert. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. I mean, I can suspend disbelief to a point.
Also, but, I'm British for no reason.
But,
she's fucking British.
But,
they're the only people on Earth that went out into space.
Yeah. Right.
And I know, this movie came out a while ago, but it just, I just felt like I said, Luke was totally underutilized. I don't see how he and Snoke don't face off. I don't know. I was expecting...
Well, and I think that goes back to the JJ thing where Snoke was his creation. Rian Johnson didn't necessarily want to use him. He wanted Kylo Ren to be the big bad guy. So...
And given the latest trailer, maybe Snoke's not all gone.
It's when you're... It's when you're texting, dude. That's when we can...
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely your phone. It's the signal.
From your phone.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying, but if it gets closer to the microphone...
I think that's what it is. I think we called that 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
No, I know what I'm...
No, guys, it's my phone. It's not my phone. It's when my phone gets close to the microphone.
Oh, God.
But I think while we're on the topic, though, we got to do a quick RIP to Peter Mayhew.
Oh, yes. Shit, that's right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I can't roll my tongue.
Was that 2 days ago he passed away?
I think so.
Friday.
2 days ago is when it came out. It was a day or two before that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Because I was watching Good Morning America or something because I was working from home and I flipped it on right when I flipped on the TV. They were talking about him. So I think it was a day or two before.
Yeah. Hmm. And he hasn't been in the movies recently because they recast Chewbacca with The Force Awakens.
That's what I was wondering. He looked...
He still did the voice, I think, up until they did Solo.
Yeah.
Solo, they got a new guy to do the voice and the acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Junus something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He's a...
Was he... Yeah. He was in Force Awakens, though? And then he... The last...
I don't know if he was, but...
I think just the voice.
Just the voice. Okay, got it. Because it didn't do... It's 74, but...
Well, and he's... His knees are not.
Yeah, he could barely walk. Yeah.
Well, he had Marfan syndrome. That's that disease that where your body basically doesn't stop growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it causes all kinds of shit. That's what they said anyway. Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, they said it was a heart attack. His family just came out. Yeah. Yeah. Moment of silence there.
Oh, we try to figure out that mystery fucking sound.
It's Chewbacca from the dead.
It's like, it's
Steve beating off under the table.
It's Chewbacca.
We don't have to go off on Solo either. I just thought it was a good heist movie or whatever. It was pretty. Yeah.
I think it served its purpose, but yeah. What need did we have for it?
Right.
I didn't need to know what the 12 parsecs thing was or.
Yeah,
it was better left to imagination.
Yeah, let it be legend. Let's not.
Right.
But we got Childish Gambino Lando, so
yes.
That made it worthwhile.
That did make it worthwhile.
Yeah. Wasn't his character gay or something? I haven't seen it yet.
No, he wanted to bang his robot.
Oh.
His droid had like a romantic relationship with him.
Hmm. I can't even say that's weird because the movie Her is about that very thing.
It's pretty much.
Hey, yeah. They're making sex robots. Yeah. Over
there's
the
fleshlights out there. So
you know what? She was a sassy
I don't
little
know what those
droid.
Are. Don't look in my drawer next to my bed.
I have nothing against a sex robot. When it pisses me off, just flip the switch. Yeah. You don't have to hear it talk anymore. I like it. That's right. I'm divorced. I don't give a shit.
There's no light that comes out of this thing at all.
Oh, God.
One end of it looks like a baboon's asshole.
It's probably not hard to fuck a droid because those phones are open source. So
right.
Yeah.
They're like, give it to me. You're so big. Wow. That hurts.
Why does everything sound like Stephen Hawking when it comes to
this? So, did you like the preview? Are you excited for the movie?
I did like the trailer, yeah. I mean, it's... don't want to judge a book by its cover, but I mean, that's... the trailer at least sounded... or gave me some hope. I'm like, okay, we're gonna... it's gonna be better than Episode 8. But I'm like, the whole... that Darth Sidious laugh at the end, I'm like, is that supposed to be like a hint that he's gonna be in Episode 9 in some capacity, or...
I think they pretty much confirmed that at Star Wars Celebration because he came out on stage and said in the Emperor voice, roll it again, and they played it again for the panel.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
are we enthused about Rey having Luke's lightsaber and Han's blaster? Anybody? No? Is there some symbolism there?
I didn't see she's got his blaster. I didn't know about the blaster.
Was in was it Force Awakens when she first gets off the planet and they go see the... the big-eyed seer lady.
Maz.
Oh, yeah, Maz.
Maz Kanata.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And he's like, maybe you can handle this, and hands her his blaster.
Han Solo!
Oh, Lupita.
But the trailer was cool, though, when she's like running away from whatever ship was chasing her, then she, I don't know, jumps and flips backwards or some shit and sticks a saber out, I guess, to kill the pilot. I'm like, all right, cool. I mean, the trailer looked good, but we'll see what happens.
I have a feeling that they're going to... totally retcon everything they did in the last movie, though.
Do you see Mark Hamill kind of just publicly shits on Star Wars now?
Okay. I think that's because the one picture is the recent picture old people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was old Lando, old Han, old Carrie Fisher, and I'm just going to not call her Leia. And
yeah,
old Luke all in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And he's like, man, the thing that they missed... this opportunity for.
Yeah, missed opportunity.
And then
that's right.
The whole fan base on Twitter just exploded into like, why are you shitting on the new cast and
also,
all the younger members of the cast?
Yeah. Notice me.
Like, no, I loved them all. It's just, they were all alive then.
Yeah.
You could have had this then.
Yeah.
You can't have this now.
Yeah.
Although
and so
if they're going to CG Carrie Fisher for the rest of their lives, they might as well just do it.
Well, Tupac's still kind of kicking it. CGI Tupac.
They're going to have to get two seats for Han Solo, though. Season half.
Oh, I was like, "What?"
Oh.
They Darth Mauled him.
Wait, is he?
Didn't he?
I think they just stabbed him
through.
Yeah, and he kicked him off the sky bridge thing.
Oh, fuck it, Darth Maul's back in.
Anyway. I don't know. I kind of like that I like half of Han better though. Like we could pretend he fell on a blade or something.
Do you like the ha or the un?
I don't know. Part of you's laughing, and the other part sounds like an Asian name.
Oh, God.
Check another one off.
Right, I know. I'm going to get a katana blade through me, am I right?
The Asian people of America want to speak to you.
Hai, dozo.
It'll just be Hawkeye coming after you.
And so, switch over to Game of Thrones then.
Cool.
Hey, I know this.
I haven't watched it in forever. You all talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead. You didn't watch?
You three, go ahead. Bye.
I don't care about this. I don't care about the spoilers.
I don't care either.
I just finished season one.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I know the entire story from...
Let's just get some out of the way. Fucking whoever, those people, we were talking about this last night.
Blank.
Asians?
Blasians? Yeah, all right, way to go.
We were trying to throw out every race we could there.
It's fine. Jesus Christ. Calm the fuck down. They said that this was the Sunday, the episode that came out on Sunday just after the Avengers release, where they said, "Oh yeah, Game of Thrones episode was way better than Endgame." It's like, get fucked. I don't get that.
But your argument was also, well, it didn't make $1.2 billion. I know, because it's on HBO and we all share our fucking password.
I don't see how you can correlate that.
You can't. How much hype has Endgame had? They have advertising. They put it in how many theaters? And then people have to pay to go see it multiple times, unless you maybe get a bootleg copy or something. But
like all of Thailand?
Yeah. Shit. You get an HBO Now password, share it with 8 people.
Yeah, I don't dislike Game of Thrones. I just, I think I stopped around season 5, so I gotta get caught up.
Dude, the ones after that are actually really good.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It gets better. Yeah.
I just had an issue getting into all the characters in season 1. There's too many characters.
Yeah, there is.
See, I tried reading the book first, and that was my issue, and then I watched the show, and it kind of straightened everybody out for me, made it a lot easier.
I did the reverse, and then just burned my TV and the book.
Yeah. The books are tedious.
It's horrible.
Well, the show's tedious, too. I mean, there's like 200 people you have to keep track of in it.
Not by now.
No, not now.
Now there's like, thankfully, now it's just 3 people in a ring with sticks hitting each other.
Thankfully, yes, a lot of people have died since the beginning. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I didn't see fucking Ned Stark getting off in season 1. Not, I know nothing
Spoiler
about the
alert.
Books. I know nothing about the books. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, Jeffrey. Like, what's his name? Jeffrey Bean? Is that the real
Sean
actor?
Bean.
Sean Bean. Yeah.
Yeah, he like, basically, that's
he dies
the joke.
In everything.
Everything he's in, he dies. I was like, oh. Like pretty, any movie, anything Sean Bean's in, he dies some weird death.
Lord of the Rings, he died.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you electrocuted yourself.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't Goldeneye.
Yeah, he's everything he's in.
Did he die in National Treasure?
I don't think he got arrested.
That's what I was trying to think of, too. That
might be the one.
I always forget that's him, because he's got like dyed hair or something, right? Yeah. He, and Nicolas Cage is like, "Oh, I'm going to come after you and find you.
I'm going to rip your face off.
You got to give me the Declaration of Independence. Where are you?"
Did you hear about his awesome marriage of 4 days?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love Nicolas Cage. He's an interesting dude.
Man, this fall I went down to New Orleans and I saw his pyramid tomb he built for himself.
Sweet.
It's a giant fiberglass pyramid tomb.
Illuminati.
They had to remove 3 historical families' grave sites.
Oh my God.
What?
To fit this thing in. And the problem is fiberglass in a very moist, heated area like New Orleans.
Shit.
They have to spend like $200,000 a year to fix it.
Oh my God.
Isn't that like
the
him, though?
He's just isn't even dead.
He's going to troll people after he's dead. Or people are just going to destroy it and be like, "Yeah, he's not going to know."
Nope.
It's true.
Girl I worked with a few years ago was in a restaurant. He was there in New Orleans.
Was he bussing tables?
No, he was at the... I think he was sitting at the bar. It was like some diner.
No.
And I don't know. He was probably eating and creepily staring at people.
Was this is almost like the Jeffrey Owens thing from Cosby Show when they took a picture of him working at the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's like...
Dude's got to make a living.
Yeah, that's what the thing was. Like, who to give? He was on Steve Harvey. He's like, who gives a fuck?
Acting only goes
so far. Yeah. It's like...
Like, all these people, though, that are in, like, Avengers and shit, those people are going to make bank for
a Jesus.
While.
They don't need to.
Yeah.
Well, they said, I think, Downey made $75 million off of Infinity War.
What?
Because he gets a cut of the box office.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. It's in their contract, you know?
He made $50 off Avengers, the first Avengers. So
yeah. God, that's a lot of cocaine.
He's making bank.
Yeah.
So I had the shit. Wow. And this movie's even making even tons more, so.
Oh, yeah.
Him coming away with fucking $100 million, I wouldn't be surprised.
They're all set.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
I heard
but yeah,
his career comeback. He only needed that one series of movies. And he's good.
He just needed to be on screen as himself.
Mm-hmm. What can we say about Game of Thrones, though, Jay? In a nutshell. Do you think the last episode... Cause, what are we
Viva
through?
Viva Arya.
Yeah.
Three episodes, right? We have three more left?
Three more left, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. The setup for the battle, and then the battle, and then probably the postscript where it shows everything that...
Where it shows Tyrion banging Sansa.
Yeah.
Oh. Arya shitting on Cersei's corpse.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We saw Arya Stark grow up, and then we saw her titty.
The side of it.
The side titty. Which, you know, and I agree with most people, you're just like, all right, we're going to get some nudity from a character. And then you're like, yeah, but I've been watching her on screen since she was like 14. Now you're like, it's like seeing your sister naked.
No, I saw her post.
Which is probably why I felt turned on.
She posted about that on Instagram, and she's like, yeah. To everyone watching and thinking, this is so effing awkward. Just think I'm sitting in a room with my parents and my brother right now watching it.
And they're like, oh, Arya, is that your tit? Is that your tit?
Yes, brother.
I didn't know you was going to do that.
Not today.
Why did you? Yeah. Not today.
What do we say to the director who wants nudity?
Yeah. What
Not
do we,
today.
What do we say to the god of titty? Maybe one.
A girl doesn't do nudity.
A girl has no areola.
Forgot my girl sucks her own titties from time to time. I can't walk away from that.
I don't know. That scene alone where I'm just used to seeing her whenever she's like, well, you know, the war's going to happen tomorrow, and I've never done it before. And I'm like, oh, cool. Well, you know, cut scene. I'm like, oh, no, she's taking her shirt off. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, wow, they're going to pan up for a second, you know.
She's 22.
Yeah, she's 22.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing weird. I think, like everyone said, it just feels odd because you've seen her since she was a little girl.
Before,
and she looked younger than she was, too.
Before they showed the episode, they tweeted out, like, hey, all the things you have to do in Game of Thrones before you turn 18. And they listed everything she's done.
Right.
As if, like, hint, hint, she's 18.
Right.
This isn't illegal.
Yeah.
Well, then all the young pictures of her popping up now, too.
I know.
It's like, God.
You don't realize how little and young she looks in season one until you see them, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was, what, probably 14-ish?
I think she was younger than that. I thought they said she started when she was 11.
Oh.
And it's been about 10 years.
That's true, because they took a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, sometimes you got to see your family members naked. That's what it boils down to. Sometimes you try and see them naked.
Or you clean their pubes out of the shower.
Tony.
Yep.
Look like a pube chalupa.
Well, you call it as like a small animal diet or something. It just
look like Robin Williams' knuckles.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing. That's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
God, what movie is that from? Shit.
I think it's Knocked Up, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Where he's growing the beard and he goes, God, your face looks like Robin Williams' knuckles. It's a great line.
Was it hard changing your name from Cat Stevens to Yusef Islam? Oh, God, yeah. That's a funny movie.
It's Game of Thrones. I'm looking forward to it. That was a badass episode, though, for sure.
How did nobody die, though?
Oh, I know. That was my gripe, too.
Like, no major character was off?
Not really. A couple.
Like four or five characters that you knew the names of died. But like, everything they set up, like...
And then at the end, you just kind of see him in the corner of the cast, like, oh, and I'm like, oh, I thought the dragon just took all of you out.
Yeah.
You know? And also, when I was thinking about him, like, if you're the Night King and you have a dragon, why don't you just fucking take everyone out with the dragon? You know? And nope, you gotta be a badass and walk up to the kid in a wheelchair. Did you see, there's also fan art. I don't even know if I really need to pull it up, but I got a text with it today, and some guy was saying how people were complaining that Bran didn't do anything, and
he laid there cross-eyed.
Yeah, he laid there cross-eyed. And he's like, "I'm the three-eyed raven." But yeah, here it is. So I guess this is on Twitter. He said Bran didn't do anything, and it's a really bad drawing of like ravens carrying Arya over the Night King. like that's how she got there.
Yeah, because that was a big complaint because she disappeared. It for half the episode, and then all of a sudden just showed up there, and everyone's like,
"The female Avengers got her through there."
Yeah, Pretty much.
If you read how she got there and what happened before, that makes sense. Like, she snuck up on John in the first episode. He's like, how'd you get here? I didn't hear you. And
yeah.
So it's like she already knew her path there. And then, you know, last season, I think it might have been the last episode, she was sparring with Brienne. Yeah, she used the same move and all that stuff. So it was kind of like you didn't know any of that shit was really going to – I mean, maybe if you read the books. But, yeah, you didn't know that was going
to
happen.
There's no books to read at that point.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think too, because the show is totally ahead of everything, right?
Yeah. They're like – they would be the equivalent of two books ahead.
Okay. So really, yeah, you had no idea that they were setting – you're kind of setting you up.
Yeah.
It was pretty smart. She's like, I'm going to pop a titty out, and then I'm going to be the hero. I'm not – sorry.
That's actually my plan for tonight. I hope,
I'm gonna
hope
pop
you
a titty out. You fancy seeing me titties? Do you want to see my dagger?
Oh God! Oh, your axe wound.
Oh Jesus!
Oh. It's been a while. I've never done this with a boy. You can fit it in there around all that hair, can't you? She probably has like the House of Stark emblem, like she probably shaved it into that.
Into a direwolf?
Yeah, into a direwolf.
Damn.
I like it.
Yeah.
The mouth of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like the eyes and she face you. And then, like, the wolf's mouth is like, yeah.
He's like, that's a scary looking vagina. Man. I wonder if this is the only podcast in the world that's just talking about that very thing. I'd like to think not, but there's a good
Well thing. They would call it twat. They're British and everything, so.
Yeah, that's right. You're twat.
You're twat, yeah. And they say miserable cunt, you know.
If you're a bad driver, especially. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite words.
Yeah.
So what was your guys' favorite thing from church today?
The twat and the cunt.
All right. Well, that's I think that's a good way to end 99, man. Yeah. I think we hit everything, right?
I think so.
Did we?
I think so. Well, they're streaming, but we can talk about that later. We're at a good point.
Well, I mean, we're at an hour right now.
Yeah.
You can fluff me.
Prepare to take the black.
Oh, shit.
I don't get what black snake moan means.
You'll see.
You'll find out. Coffee can, dick.
Oh, boy. It's like a Pringles can.
Oh, man. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
All right. Oh, I need a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this Arya Stark side titties made me thirsty. I don't know if that's good or not.
I don't know either.
But
Jesus.
The coffee can dick put it over the top.
We always get that one point where it's like, oh, let's just say something. Oh, coffee can dick. All right, we're done.
Oh, I forgot to say that. Coffee can dick.
Oh, damn it.
Well, it was a good return.
To
true form. We have no more female listeners, or who knows? Maybe we have a lot.
I think we might have actually attracted some.
Just Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I think she's into a little everything.
That's what we need, Deuce Bigelow soundboard drop. It's a huge bitch. Yeah. I wouldn't say it to her, but she beat the fuck out of me, though.
And she's making bank, too, because she's in Star Wars, too, and Game of Thrones.
She was.
Is she, though?
Or, well, yeah, she was. Yeah, I know.
She was in Star Wars?
Oh, she's the...
Phasma.
She plays a walking mirror.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
God.
Really. With a cape or something.
Yeah.
She looks
like
she
looks like a big, mean disco ball.
I did not know that. All right, y'all. Thanks again for joining us for episode 99 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. Be sure to check us out online, which I'm assuming we still have a website, right?
We do.
Okay, good. I was like, before I start spitting out a web address, I should make sure it's still
it's there.
Full on existence.
All
right, good.
Yeah, all of our bios are still there, too, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think all that was still left there.
Joe's got that 70 porn guy fucking looking deal with his knee up on a fucking desk some shit. I'm like, what?
I don't even remember. I think I just randomly found that online.
Yeah,
That was awesome.
Yeah, I might need to update my profile and shit. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Sorry. Okay, yes. Thanks again for joining us for episode 99 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's N-Y-R-D, fucker. C-A-S-T.com. I know we're still on social media. Facebook, Nerdcast. I'll spell it for you fuckers who can't, spell N-Y-R-D-C-A-S-T.
MySpace.
We should get a MySpace page.
LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
We were on still on Twitter or you have Twitter or Instagram. I don't want Instagram.
Yeah, we got both.
For Twitter and Instagram at Nerdcast, NYRDCAST. Anyway, thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Jay.
I'm Joe. Have a nice day, you cunts.
Man, he's a breather. Yeah. I'm just cunt.
He's just cunt.
I'm going to go as the sound guy formerly known as, just like Prince. Bye.
Okay. Until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
Oh, fuck.
But I can't wash myself.
I'm going to get a katana blade through me, am I right?
The Asian people of America want to speak to you.
Hai, dozo.
This week's featured song is by Pretty Talk, a St. Louis band who is covering the Sneaker Pimps' Six Underground.
safe and sound. Too strung up to sleep. Wear me out. Scream and shout. Swear my time is never cheap.